Sam.
Preacher barely felt the blade sawing at the rawhide lashings around his wrists. When his arms came loose and swung forward, pain throbbed in his shoulders. He almost fell on his face since his feet were still tied, but he managed to catch himself. A moment later, his feet were free too, but he didn't trust himself to take a step just yet. He stood there and let the blood flow back into his extremities. He flexed his fingers and rubbed his hands together in an attempt to speed up the process.
I've had a talk with Pierre. He understands that he's not supposed to kill you, only defeat you. I think he'll honor that. But it's always a little hard to be sure what a brute like Pierre really comprehends.
Circle up, boys!
The ones carrying torches spread out into a rough circle about 30 feet wide. They plunged the torches into the ground and left them standing upright. They formed a ring with fairly large gaps between them.
Consider this your prize ring, and the prize is death. Step out of the circle, or let Pierre throw you out of the circle and you lose. Blood Eye gets both you and Gardner to do with whatever he wants. Pierre knocks you unconscious or breaks a leg or anything else that makes it impossible for you to keep fighting, you lose, and Blood Eye gets you. Clear enough?
What do I have to do to beat that bruiser of yours?
It's the same set of rules. Throw him out of the circle, knock him out, disable him in some other way. That's all it takes to win a bullet, Preacher. But I'm betting you can't do it.
Well, maybe you fellas should do some wagering. You might make yourself a little money.
By betting against me? I don't think anybody's interested in doing that.
Oh, you got him buffaloed that much, do you?
Some of the men looked a little uncomfortable at the way the conversation was going.
Forget it. You won't drive a wedge between me and my men. Now get on with it. You've had enough time to get the feeling back in your hands and feet.
My feet and legs are still a little clumsy, but I can get around all right. And my hands are almost back to normal.
Druk pulled out a pistol and pointed it at Preacher.
Move. Get into the circle now.
Preacher flexed his hands. Pierre lumbered up to him as Preacher walked to the center of the rough circle. Druk's men closed in around the makeshift arena, so he couldn't see Will Gardner anymore. Pierre came to a stop a few yards away. His eyes were dull, but he wore a big grin on his hairy face. He flexed his hands.
I'm ready.
Preacher looked over at Druk, who stood just beyond the ring formed by the torches.
I don't reckon you'd let a man have a drink before he has to fight for his life, would you? I've worked up a hell of a thirst being a prisoner.
Don't forget, you're not fighting for your life. You're fighting for an easier death.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon you're gonna let me forget. Now, what about that drink?
Why not? Sam, go fetch a jug from my cabin.
We fight now?
Die in a minute, Pierre. I can't really blame Preacher. I'd want to be drunk if I had to fight you too.
I don't plan to get drunk. I just need a little something to cut the dry in my throat.
Turner came trotting back with a corked jug. He handed it to Druk, who moved a step into the ring and tossed the jug to Preacher. The whiskey had a bracing effect, but that wasn't the only reason Preacher had asked for it.
Is the fight on?
What? What'd you say?
I asked, is the fight on?
Speak up, damn you! Muttering's not gonna do you any good.
I said, is the fight on?
Yes, yes, the damn fight's on!
Good.
Preacher swung the jug with both hands. Pierre went down like a pole-axed steer. For a couple seconds, it seemed longer than they really were. Stunned silence from the crowd greeted Preacher's unexpected attack. Some of the men surged forward. Druk pulled a pistol and pointed it skyward.
Hold it!
Druk waved the men back and then turned to Preacher. Preacher still held a small piece of the busted jug. He tossed it aside as he turned to face Druk.
What the hell was that?
You never said anything about no weapons. And you gave the jug to me yourself, so I don't reckon you got any kick coming.
You knew you were supposed to fight barehanded.
Nobody ever said that. Pierre's out cold. Well, I reckon I won the fight.
Druk turned beet red for a second, but then his face suddenly lit up with a grin as he looked past Preacher.
Oh, well, that smile can't be good.
Slowly, Preacher turned his head to look over his shoulder. Behind him, Pierre had started to climb laboriously to his feet. The big bear-like man's face bled in several places, and more blood leaked from his nose. Whiskey dripped from his tangled beard, but he was definitely not out cold. He came to his full height.
Oh, hell.
Pierre pawed at his face with a massive hand to wipe away the mixture of blood and bust head, then paused to pick several small pieces of broken jug out of his beard.
Looks like you better think again, Preacher. The fight's still on.